Hey, good evening, everybody. Welcome to Thursday Night Shir for tonight and a Freilich and first night of Hanukkah to everybody. We'll cover Hanukkah this evening. I'd like to speak about something relating to Hanukkah, particularly the bracha that we recite upon the mitzvah of lighting Hanukkah candles. I entitled the Shir, the bracha on lighting Hanukkah candles, were we indeed commanded? Now, that's a question which the Gemara asks in the first of the sources in Shabbos, Daf Chof, Gimel, and Aleph. Most of the sugyas relating to Hanukkah appear and a few blot in the second paragraph, of Maseches Chanukah, of Maseches Shabbos. There is no Maseches Chanukah. It comes in regards to Shabbos. The second paragraph of Shabbos is called by Mem Madlikin. It talks about lighting Shabbos candles. So from there, the Gemara moves into a question about lighting Chanukah candles. So the Gemara says in Abchav Gimel Amad Aleph, source one, Amar Chibar Ashi Amar Rab, Hamadlik Ner Shel Chanukah, Tzorech Levarech, somebody who lights Chanukah candles has to make a bracha before performing the mitzvah. So then the Gemara asks, "My mevarech, what exactly is the bracha that you say?" So mevarech asher kedushanam v'tosav v'tzivanu lahadlik ne'er shel Chanukah, right? Lahadlik ne'er shel Chanukah. That's the bracha. That's we all said that bracha this evening. Some people are nusach without the word shel. Lahadlik ne'er Chanukah. Fine. And that's the bracha. It's similar to the bracha we recite on many mitzvahs. We say asher kedushanam v'tosav v'tzivanu. We're sanctified by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He sanctified us with the mitzvah, and he commanded us to do X, Y, and Z. Here, the X, Y, and Z is the light Hanukkah candles. The problem is, how do we say the word vitzivana? What do you mean? Did Hashem command us to light the Hanukkah candles? It's not a mitzvah in the Torah. That's the more answer. Hechan tzivanu. How do we say the word vitzivanu? Lahadik neshul Hanukkah. It's no mitzvah in the Torah to light Hanukkah candles. It didn't happen. The whole story didn't happen yet, obviously. So how do you say the word vitzivanu in the bracha? That's what Rashi says in the second source there in Shabbos Chav Gimel and Aleph. Hechan tzivanu. Halav daraisa. Yeah, let me divert. It's not a mitzvah daraisa. We can't say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam that Asher Kedushanu. He sanctified us and he commands. He didn't command us to do the mitzvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't command us to light Chanukah candles. The Rabbanan made the mitzvah to light Chanukah candles. So the Gemara is not challenging necessarily the idea that that we have to do the mitzvah, but they're saying, how do we say the bracha vitzivanu? So how do we say the phrase, the word vitzivanu? He commanded us when he didn't command us. So the Gemara has two answers. Rav Avya Amar Milo Soser. Rav Avya says that it comes from the pasuk in Parsha Shoftim Lo Soser. Rashi finishes it off. I printed the pasuk in source 3 in Parsha Shoftim Dvarim Perk Yudzayin pasuk Yud Aleph. It says Al Pi Torah Sheirucha Al Mishpat Sheyomrucha Tase. You have to listen to the Torah that's taught by the Chachamim of your generation and so on. And Lo Sosum and Adorah Sheyagiluchah Yomun Ismol. Don't veer or don't stray away from what they teach you, neither to the right nor to the left. And Rashi there in Source 4 in Parsha Shoftim says in Parak Yizayin Pasuk Aleph of Dorim Yomun Ismol Afilo Omer Lecha Yomun Shul Smol Vasmol Shul Yomun. Right, even if they tell you right is left, left is right. Okay, meaning they tell you things that don't seem to make sense to you, that are not so obvious to you. We're not going to go to that issue now. We've discussed that in previous shurim. But whatever it is, we have to listen to the Rabbanim, and that's a law of a mitzvah in the Torah. Lo saser, don't veer, don't stray away, and do differently than what the Chachamim of your generation tell you. Rashi got this from the Sifrei, there in Parsha Shoftim, the Sifrei in Dvarim, Medrash Halacha, Source 5, Piska Kuf Nun Dalad, and that Pasuk, Os Yirala, Pasuk Yirala. That actually in this pasuk there's both a mitzvah in this pasuk in Parsha Shoftim in source 3 there's both a mitzvah saseh and a mitzvah lo saseh. There's a mitzvah saseh asher yom ulcha taseh and lo sosum and atar shegiru lcha mitzvah lo saseh. Then it says yamun is small. Even if you think right is they tell you opposite of what you think, right is left, left is right, you have to listen. Okay, anyway, getting back to our Gemara, so Rav Avya in the back in source 1, the Gemara in Shabbos, Chav Gimel Aleph, Rav Avya says, well, it's true that the Torah never commanded us to light Hanukkah candles. That's true. But the Torah did command us to listen to the Chachamim and not to stray from what they tell us. And they told us to light Hanukkah candles. So Mamela, kind of one step removed, indirectly, the Torah did. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did command us to light Hanukkah candles. Really? Where did it say to the Torah? Well, it doesn't. But it says Lo Soster. It says to listen to the Rabbanan. And the Rabbanan told us to light Hanukkah candles. So therefore, it's okay to say the word Vitzi. That's an obvious teretz, but that's implied. It's all included under this pasuk of Lo Soser, telling us to listen to the Chachamim, not to veer astray from what they tell us. So if they tell us to light Hanukkah candles, we have to do that. Who says the Torah says we have to listen to them? So therefore, it's acceptable to say the word Vitzivanu in the bracha. That's his answer. And Rav Nechemia, that's the gear. So we have Rav Nechemia as a different pasuk, a pasuk in Parshas Hazinu, she'al avicha v'yaged chazekenecha v'yom melach, that's a pasuk in Parshas Hazinu, later in Dvarim, paraglamid base, pasuk zayin, and printed in source 6, z'choyim oslom b'inu sh'nos tovador, she'al avicha v'yaged chazekenecha v'yom melach. You have any questions, ask your parents, they'll tell you. Ask the elders, they'll tell you. Okay, and Rashi fills in there in Parshas Azinu, Paraklamid Beis Posuk Zayin, Shalavicha Elo Hanavim. That's a reference to Nevi'im. You have to ask question Nevi'im. There's some Nevi'im are sometimes called Avos, and quoted from Posuk by Elo Hanavi, Zekenecha Elo HaChachamim, right? Zekenecha, the Chachamim. So that Posuk too directs us to ask our question to listen to the Chachamim. So Rav Nechemia prefers to learn it from that particular Posuk. Okay. Now, what I'd like to take from there is really analyze this question of how seriously or how precisely do we understand what, let's first work with Rav Avia, who says that it's included under Lo Soser, right? The word Vitzivono can be recited when talking about a mitzvah Midrabanan, like lighting Hanukkah candles, because it's included under Lo Soser. So if we take a look, the Rambam in a number of places makes this very point. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos in Shoresh Aleph, that's his beginning, before the Rambam lists and explains all the mitzvahs, he gives 14 guiding principles as to how he's going to count mitzvahs and so on. So Shoresh Aleph, the very first rule, he says in Source 8, Ki kol ma she'omru chacham la'asoso, whatever the chachamim command us to do, right? V'chol ma she'zhir menu, whenever they tell us things not to do, kvar tzuva Moshe Rabbeinu b'Sinai, she'itzavenu l'kaimo, v'hu omro al pi'at Torah she'ruchah, this pasuk, v'alamish v'yomru l'chat ha'aseh, v'zironu me'avar b'dover, v'chol ma she'tikno o'gazu, v'omro l'ososu min ha'dover, asher gilu choyam min ha'smol. The Rambam there in Shoresh Aleph writes that everything which the chachamim tell us, both what they tell us yes to do, like Hanukkah candles, or they tell us certain things not to do, that we're not allowed to do, that's only us or midrabanan, the Torah might permit. Let's say having a chicken with poultry with milk, Torah doesn't prohibit it. Torah only prohibits you know, red meat, you know, animal meat with milk. But the Chacham said also milk with poultry with milk. So that's something they tell us not to do. All these things are subsumed under this requirement, Lo Soser. So we have to observe what the Chachamim tell us, whether they tell us yes to do something or not to do something, says the Rambam, that's included under Lo Soser. And in the text of the Sefer HaMitzvahs itself, that's in the Shoresh, in the introduction, in the text, in Mitzvahs Asei Kuf Ayin Dalet, I printed in Source 9, HaMitzvah Kuf Ayin Dalet, Hu Shetzivonu Lishmo LeBezen HaGadol, you have to listen to the High Court and so on, and do whatever they tell us, Be'isser V'heter, whether it's something permissible, something that's not permissible, Be'ein Hevdel B'zed, and don't, there's no difference. And whatever the Chacham tell us we have to do, it doesn't matter whether we're talking about Dover, Shias Biruhu, something that they're just explaining what the Torah meant, or something that they learned out from some hekesh, some exposition, extrapolating something from a pasuk, which you and I might not see in a pasuk, but they're explaining that's what the pasuk means. That's one thing the rabbanon do. Oh, hadavar she'askimu of shusod haTorah, or lefi inyan inyan she'daitam she'yosher v'shabu chizak haTorah, or things they tell us that strengthens the Torah. Hakol anu chaim lishma also. We have to listen to everything. So really, the Rambam here divides. You know, he said there's certain rabbinic interpretations which are rabbinic interpretation of Torah law, the things that are actually in the Torah, and they explain what the Torah means. That's one thing, but that we have to listen to, but also something which is not really rooted in the Torah at all, but it comes purely from the Rabbanon, that we have to listen to as well. And that's, again, learned out from this pasuk in Parsha Shoftim and the Sifrei that we mentioned before. Later and elsewhere, in what's called the Minyan HaMitzvahs, the Rambam actually has three different presentations of the mitzvahs. He has he has what's called the Sefer HaMitzvahs, which is the work that explains each mitzvah in some detail, not great detail, but a paragraph or two about each mitzvah. Then he has what's called the Minyan HaMitzvahs. In the beginning of the Yad HaChazaka, the beginning of the Mishnah Torah, he has a list of the mitzvahs, just one line, one line about each thing. All right, that's the same order as he has in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. And he has the Minyan, sometimes they call it the Minyan HaKotzer, the short listing. And then in each section of the Mishnah Torah, when he introduces, let's say, Hilchos Shabbos, he tells you at the beginning which mitzvahs are under Hilchos Shabbos. And when he talks about Hilchos Ishas, he tells you what's there about marriage. And Hilchos, Ovel, whatever it is. So now, in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, the very end, after he gives you the whole list, look at 10, the Rambam writes, Eilu Haim Sheish Meos Ushosh Esrei Mitzvah Shnei Rolomos Misinai. What I just listed, those are the 613 mitzvahs, the Tayag mitzvahs that were given to Moshe at Sinai with all the details and so on. And he says, Recall Osana Klaus, our Pratos, I think Dukin, Rabbi Urin, all the details and all the explanations of every mitzvah. That's called Torah Shabbat Peh. Now, Torah Shabbat Peh is not from the Rabbanon. People make a mistake. They think, the Torah Shabbat Peh, that's what's in the written Torah. And Torah Shabbat Peh means what's from the rabbis. That's not true. Things in the Torah Shabbat Peh also mean the Oraisa. Okay, they just weren't explicit in the Torah, so the Rabbanon interpreted them. A perfect example of that is something we call Halacha Moshe Sinai, right? Halacha Moshe Sinai, let's say the tefillin has to be black. Doesn't say anywhere in the Chumash that tefillin have to be black, but that's not a rabbinic rule. It's a law. It's called Halacha Moshe Sinai. It wasn't specified in the Torah Shebichsav. It was handed down by tradition. The Rabbanan interpreted and explained it. So all of these things are, and that's what Rama writes in the second line there in 10. V'yesh mitzvahs acheres shenischatshu achar matan Torah. But there are other mitzvahs that were not given until after matan Torah. V'kavu osa nevim v'chachamim. And the nevim in their time, and later on, the chachamim, if there were no more nevim, they instituted. Kima kagon, mikra megillah, v'ne'er chanukah, v'tainis tishabov, right? These are things which are obviously not in the Torah, not even something which we interpret based on the Torah, but rather these are things which were instituted much later, right? Mikra megillah following the Purim story, ne'er chanukah following the Chanukah story, tainis tishabov, right? Yodayim, netilas yodayim, erevins, the laws of erevin, and so on. These are things which are not interpretations of anything in the Torah. They're rabbinic mitzvahs. But the Yeshul Chol mitzvah me'ela mirish meduk, and also these also have details, and he's going to explain, he said, I'm explaining that in this work. Kol elo ha-mitzvah sh'nishchachu chayavan on lekabon ul-shomer sh'nemar lo soser. The Rambam stresses all of these things which I just enumerated, even these rabbinic mitzvahs, Tisha B'Av and Chanukah and Mikra Megillah, these are things we have to listen to Rabbanan also, and it's included under Lo Soser. Ve'enam tosefes al mitzvahs haTorah. They're not added to mitzvahs in the Torah. Okay, we're not allowed to add to the mitzvahs of the Torah, and Navi can't add anything either. But rather, the Chachamim told that the Torah tells us to listen to the Chachamim, so they have the right to legislate, and we're bound to follow them. And in one more place, one more location, the Rambam, in later in the Mishnah Torah, in Hilchos Mamrim, Perak Aleph Halacha Aleph, in Source 11, the Rambam writes, Bezan Agadol Shemushalayim, right, Haim Iker Torah Shabal Peh, the Bezan Agadol, they're the ones who preserve and transmit the Torah Shabal Peh, Haim Amud Ehoro, Psak Halacha, and Chokum Mishpat Yotzel Chol Yisrael, etc. And therefore, it says, Lo Sosa, right, we're not allowed to veer, and look what he writes in Halacha Beis. Call me Sha'on Eina Osim Horos Kehorosam. Anybody who doesn't listen to the rulings of the rabbis violates a Lo Sosa, Lo Sosa. Okay, and he says again, whether we're talking about something which the Rabbanon learned by an oral tradition that had been handed down from our Sinai, or they interpreted it based on certain hermeneutic or exegetical principles of Kavachoma, Xerid Shava, and so on and so forth, or all things which they instituted to protect something in the Torah, like not eating poultry with milk, to protect you from eating meat with milk, right? Or muktz on Shabbos, you shouldn't handle a pen because you will end up writing with a pen, etc. And all these gzeiras, takonas, minhagos, call echad ve'echad me'elo ha'shosh ha'dvar mitzvahs aseh l'shmol lahen, v'ovel kol echad mehen over below saseh. And that's the pasuk of Pirat Torah Shirucha and Lo Sosu. So, what comes out from all of this is the Rambam is saying that basically every mitzvah Rabbanan in a certain way is really a mitzvah d'oraisa. And therefore, coming back to our original question, it's perfectly acceptable to say, when we lit Chanukah candles this evening, we'll do B'ez Hashem for the next 7 nights, to say, Asher Kedushanam Tassav Vitzivanu Lahadlik Nesha Chanukah. Really? Hashem commanded us to light Chanukah candles? Yes, because he commanded us to listen to the Rabbanan, and that's the idea of Lo Sosuch. The Ramban, in source number 12, I'm not going to read the whole thing, and I only quote a part of it, but the Ramban takes sharp issue with the Rambam on this point. He disagrees. And he says, you know, look at the beginning there. I've got to go and talk a little about something which Harav, he calls the Rambam, the rabbi wrote over here, something which is extremely astonishing to me. He believes that included under Lo Sosur is everything which the Chachamim have said, whether they're mitzvahs like Mikra Megillah, Ner Chanukah, or the takanos usyagin like Sar Of B'Cholav, right, not eating poultry with milk, etc., certain laws of sexual conduct, right? He thinks, or Shalosh Trilas B'Cholayom, davening 3 hours a day, or three times a day, rather, or Mea Brachas, 100 Brachas, Lulav, Shiva, Shibagulin, right, taking Lulav the whole week of Sukkot, you know, when the Torah only requires us to do it the first day, etc. All these different things include Shavus, B'Shabbos, Yontav, all the rabbinic decrees and rabbinic restrictions on Shabbos and Yontav, and Yontav Sheni outside of Eretz Yisrael, all these in Tisha B'Av, the Rambam lists all these things. He says, according to the Rambam, all of these things are really from the Torah. We really required Min HaTorah to listen to because of Pasuk Lo Sosa. And the Rambam finds that very, very difficult to accept. He writes, V'roi l'fidas azoh, l'hachmim, this is right. Then we should be just as stringent with rabbinic rules as we are with Torah rules, Right? He said, if the Rambam is right, that all these things that we just listed, including Ner Chanukah, but all the things we listen, we should have just as strict rules regarding those mitzvahs as we do with biblical mitzvahs. And yet, he says, we know, and if it's true according to him, Ein Be'enem Shum Hefresh, there's no difference in something which is explicit in the Torah and something, which the Rabbanon said. And yet, we know that, this is not true. Rabbi Seinu B'chol HaTalmud, okay, there's nothing more strict in the Torah than what the rabbi says. It's not true. Because throughout the Talmud, he says, we say that Harim Don and Kol Divrei Sofrim L'Hakel, Sofek Rabbanon, or many aspects of a mitzvah Rabbanon, we're lenient about, as opposed to a law from the Torah, which we're stricter about. Okay, and he gives examples, right? One is Sreikah Divrei Selchumah, Sreikah Rabbanon L'Kula. Right? Everybody knows when there's a Sofek concerning a Torah law, we go L'Chumra. When there's a Sofek concerning a rabbinic law, we go L'Kula. So says Rambam, what do you mean? According to the Rambam, it shouldn't matter. Because every Rabbanon indirectly is a deraisa. So well, why do we have that rule? And he gives you other examples. He says, on a haminu ketanim she'enam ruim lahayid, on a Rabbanon rule, we accept the ketanim, the testimony. I'm talking about b'dikas chametz, b'dikas chametz, and for Pesach only Rabbanon. You're not allowed to own chametz on Pesach, that's a deraisa. But the fact that we have to do a search, but for the night before Pesach, that's called the mitzvah Rabbanon, b'dikas chametz. So we can believe a katan who says, oh, this area was already checked. The Gemara has an expression, haminu Rabbanon, the Rabbanon said we can listen to something because their law is only, the whole law is only Rabbanon. What do you mean only? According to Rambam, everything from the Rabbanon is from the you can read through this Ramban. It's a very important point. Okay, makes very important points. And he says, when there's a suffix and many, many things. And if you skip a few lines down, he says, when we have a machlokas among the chachamim, so we say, halech achar machmir v'drabonon, v'daraisa halech achar machmir v'drabonon achar mekel. We have a machlokas and no way to resolve the machlokas. So when it's a Torah law, we'll turn to the side that's lechumra, and when it's a Rabbanon, we'll turn to the lekula. I don't understand. Klolo shel dover, the Rabban writes towards the end of that first paragraph, five lines up. Klolo shel dover shel divrei sofrim chalukim hem b'chol dinei midivrei Torah lahakel be'elu ulahachmer be'elu. We look throughout the Gemara, we find there are significant differences, says Rabban, between something which is in Rabbanon and something which is deraisa. Okay, and therefore I don't understand how the Rambam can say that every Rabbanon really it ends up being a deraisa because of lo saser. Now I write to the end of that paragraph, ulai tisakesh, maybe you'll be stubborn, and you'll say that no, the law is the Rabbanon. The reason we can make it is because that's how they built the law. They built in, when the Rabbanon made their rules, they built in that if there's any question, you can be makel. Rambam says you could say that, but he doesn't think that that's correct. And therefore in the second paragraph, he writes, aval adover bor hamanuka mekol shibushu, She'ein halav hazeh lo sosur. What does this? There is a prohibition lo sosur. You can't deny that. Rabban says, yeah, that's only talking about things masha omru beperusha haTorah kagon hadvarim hanidrashim b'tor b'gzera shava o binyan av ushar shloshim midas haTorah nidresh b'hen o mashmos loshan hakosav v'chein masha kibla alacha moshmi Sinai Torah shabal peh. Says the Ramban, lo saser means we must accept the rabbinic interpretations when they are interpreting what's the oraisa, what the Torah means by this, and when they use the principles to figure out how we can compare things in the Torah to learn halacha from one to the other, this gzera shava, that kal vachomer, etc. That under lo saser, because that's basically clarifying Torah law. Okay, that's four lines down from the second paragraph. Aval atakonos agzerus shegozer chachamim lemishmeres haTorah. Those things which the Chacham institute to protect the Torah, that's ein lehem belava zeh. That's not included in the lo saser. El asmach be'alma. It's an asmachta. It's something we rely. We kind of pin it on something in the Torah, but it's not really a Torah law. Okay, and he says, "Va'odo diacha ki amitzah shechitshu al sanacham onavim kegon ner chanukah mikra megillah ainan boim b'smachta." And something like ner chanukah mikra megillah, that's not even under a smachta. How could it be? It didn't even exist yet. It's not even hinted at. Okay, and he says as follows. He quotes our Gemara. He says it's true that Rav Avya in our Gemara and Shabbos Tafchof Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara we started with back in Source One. It's true that Rav Avya, one of the positions, quoted the pasuk of Lo Soser, okay, but he says the other opinion, okay, Tzu Rotzer of Avilomar, Kashem Shekola Xeris, Lo Soser, so too is Ner Chanukah, because Ramban is saying basically, even a law like not eating poultry with milk, that too you could say is under lo sasser, maybe because it's protecting a Torah law. But a brand new mitzvah like Ner Chanukah, Ramban says no. He says Rav Avia said that, but Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, we have in our text Rav Nechemia. Ramban apparently the text was Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, whoever it was, the other Amora. Okay, he said she ain't smach bo salav la divrei sheish bo ikam Torah. No, that's not lo sasser. Aval mitzvah samechudoshos, the new mitzvah they make up, that's a smach from the pasuk shalavichav yagein chazik enechav yomalach. That's in Parshas Hazino. That's not a real mitzvah. It's not mitzvah shalavichav go et. It's telling us, you know, you want to find out. This is zechoyim moslam binus nos dor vador. So in general, yeah, speak to the elders, speak to your parents, find out the details. But it's not a mitzvah per se. That's a smach. Okay, that's an asmachta, and therefore those kind of things. And he gives the various other examples, and he refers actually to Gemara, which we'll have to see in a moment that proves the point. He refers to Gemara in Brachos Daf Yud Tes. We'll come back to that, where the Gemara itself seems to say that it's an asmachta. So therefore, the Ramban disagrees. The Ramban says, you know, lemaisa, when we talk about, let's say, a thing like Ner Chanukah, what the Gemara means when we say vitzivonu, it doesn't really mean vitzivonu as a Torah law. It means we have to, you know, there's a general asmachta, a logic to listen to Chachamim, but not as an actual tzivui, and that's enough to say vitzivonu. It's something which is part of our practice, so it's enough to say vitzivonu, but it doesn't really mean it's from the Torah. So this is a very fundamental and famous dispute from the Ram and the Ramban. I printed in 13 the Drushas Haran in Drush Zion. The Ran agrees with the Ramban on this, okay? He says, he quotes our Gemara in Shabbos, and he says, well, what do you mean? The Gemara asks, Heichan Tzivonu? How can we say, Hadlokas Ner Chanukah, Asher Kitshon Tzov Tzivonu, Heichan, where we commanded? So he quotes the two opinions, and he says, the Teretz Bezesh, Shalom Nechalim Ner Chanukah. Okay? Rav Avia holds, like we said before, like Ramban said, that all Gzeris, and just like all Gzeris and all Siogim are based on the law of Lo Sasser, okay? Those things protect Torah law. So too, other things which the Chachamim instituted, like Ner Chanukah and Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, he has the Gersa also of Nachman Bar Yitzchak. We have Rav Nechemia, again, whoever it was. He said, no, that's kind of under the law of saucer, but rather that's just like a hint based on the Pasuk Shalavichim Yagelcha, and so on. So the Ran also agrees with the Ramban on this. Okay. Just as a side point, it's a little difficult because it really comes out according to the Ramban and the Ran, you know, who says we have to listen to the Chachamim? It's not really in the Torah. It's kind of an asmachta, but it's just interesting that we doesn't explicitly say we have to listen to Chachamim according to them. Right? That's what Chana Wasserman points out in his Kovet Shurim 14, Kuntres Divrei Sof from Simon Aleph, Os Yud Dalet 14. Benir Medivrei Ramban, first he says Ramban, Shecholok al Rambam Mishnei Dvarim. He says Ramban argues Rambam on 2 points. One, he says the pasuk of lo sasser kol hashem yeruch and so on lo sasser the das harambam that mitzvah, that pasuk includes everything which is drabanan, okay, and the Ramban says no, it doesn't include things that are drabanan, only things which are deraisa, okay, that's one. And two, beis near the divrei Ramban mashochiach when it seems the kalan yoser, he says there's no deraisa at all, okay, because we see they're so much more lenient with regarding the rabbinic rules, so therefore the Ramban disagrees on that point also. You can't even consider it a Torah law. Okay, it's a question of a lososer, and so on. And then he writes in Tezvav, look at Tezvav, V'teima gedol lomar kein. Dim kein me'eza tam anu chayim lishmolehen. The bottom line is, where do we find we have to listen to Chachamim if there's no real pasuk, if that's not what the pasuk means? Okay? Lishmolehen v'shalav adivrein. Achor she'ein lonum shum tziva b'tor al zeh. According to Ramban, and we showed the Ran agrees, where's the source we have to listen to Ramban? Lo mikro v'lo malach v'lo misvara. Okay, so he says a little bit difficult, and you have to say somehow, I guess you just have to, that somehow it'll be included in a more general kind of vitzivono, but not a specific vitzivono. The Ritva, in his Chidushim on this Sugi and Shabbos by Chanukah, Chof Gimel and Aleph, 15, a Divrei Maaser of Nachman, so he has plain Rav Nachman, not Rav Nachman Yitzchak, okay, whatever it was, again, he learns to Shel, what he hints at is that's, and that's exactly the Machlokas. What's the machlokas? Go back to source one. We all agree that you say in the bracha of Adlokas Ner Chanukah, Vitzivonu Lahadlik Ner Chanukah. So Gemara asks, how can we say the word Vitzivonu? Where were we commanded? So he quotes the pasuk of Lo Sasser, and the other Tana, the other Amor rather quotes the pasuk of Shalavich V'Yageicha. Says the Ritva, okay, and the 16, the Chidush Aran, this is not really from the Ran. It's called Chidush Aran Amyuchaslo. Originally thought it was from the Ran, so they attributed it to him, but it's not. But it's one of the Rishonim. We don't know exactly who it is. Also, Dibam Asa Nachman, the same thing on this Gemara in Shabbos Chav Gimel and Aleph, basically says it, and you know, the same thing. And the Sfas Emes, much later, punches it out even more clearly. The Sfas Emes is on Sukkah, Daf Mem Vomer Aleph. The parallel of the Gemara that we read from Shabbos appears in Sukkah on Daf Mem Vomer Aleph. Also, that's where the Sfas Emes makes this comment. And they all say more or less the same thing, that this machlokas in the Gemara is precisely the machlokas Raman Arban. Okay, the first man, Rav Avya, he says, no, how do we know we can save it Sivan about Lokas Nechanaka? Because it says Lo Sosser. In other words, he's like the Rambam. I mean, he's well before the Rambam. The Rambam's like him, right? But he has the Svara of the Rambam, that Lo Sosser includes Mitzvahs and Rabbanon, right? And not only Mitzvahs and Rabbanon to protect the Daraisa and so on, but all Mitzvahs and Rabbanon, even things they make up and so on their own. Okay, that's all included under Lo Sosser, and that's why he quotes that pasuk. And the other Mandama, Rav Nachman or Rav Nechemi, whoever he was, disagrees. And he says, no, that's like the Rambam. He holds like the Ramban. Again, I'm not saying he's well before the Ramban, but he holds like the Svara of the Ramban, right? He holds, no, Lo Sosser is not going on that. Lo Sosser is going that we have to listen to the Rabban on things which they say that protect the Torah, that are extrapolated from Sukkim in the Torah and so on, and expounded upon from the Shosh Ramidah, Shosh Ramidah, and that's Lo Sosser. Where is there an issue of listening to Rabban in general? This more vague pasuk, which again, it's not a mitzvah. That's more like a smach. It's not a smach, the Shalavich of Yagelcha. That's again, the Sfas Emes. The Ritva in the Chidushim there in Shabbos Chalkim and Aleph and the Chidush Aram kind of say it, but the Sfas Emes says it more specifically. Question? I'm sorry.
Yeah. Can I ask you a question, Rabbi?
Yeah.
There's got to be a better nafkamina between... I'm saying it's Mamish Lo Sosser, but for Onshim, he's got to have proof. I mean...
Who's the Eno to it? The Rambam?
The Rambam, because it's not. It's clear where the Ramban is clearly correct about
this. The Ramban is saying that all the, that there are obviously differences. So yeah, we'll have to answer with the Rambam. We'll have to see. Okay, but I just hold the thought for a second. But I just want to mention that, some say that this Machlokas Rambam and Ramban really goes back to Machlokas Amoraim in the Gemara. Okay, so there is an opinion, the first of Rav Avia, who quotes that pasuk. So hold the thought. Yeah. One of the Ramban's proofs of a pasuk, a Gemara in Brachas of Yud Testament base. Look at 18. The Gemara has an interesting statement. The Gemara says, Toshma, Brachas Yud Testament base. Toshma, Godel Kavod Abriyah Shadocha Losa Sesha B'Torah. The concept of Kavod Abriyah, that you have to have respect for human dignity and so on, is so important that it even could push aside a law from the Torah. Okay? And the Gemara says it means, and Rashi says, Kosalka Daitach, in 19, Kol Losas HaKamar, means every Losa, you can push it aside. We'll be an example. The Gemara is talking, let's say somebody's walking in the street, and then he finds out from somebody, I have the same suit, or found out it has shatnas in it. Okay, the exact same suit has shatnas in it. So we're going to tell the person, he should get undressed right there in the middle of the street. Okay, I mean, it's embarrassing. Take off his suit in the middle of the street and take off his pants in the middle of the street. So that's what Gemara thinks. But on the other hand, Gemara asks, Ramai, what do you mean? Lema ain't chachma, ain't tuva, ain't eitzel, negat Hashem. I mean, I'll give an example. If God forbid, your house is on fire, okay, and you'll run out even in your underwear because your house is on fire. You're not going to spend time now looking for a nice suit to put on. Your house is on fire, you run out. So too, there's a law from the Torah at stake, you run out, you have to do it, it's a little embarrassing, okay? So Gemara says, so again, I won't go into that, it's a great sugi, big sugi by itself, Kavod Abriyas, but the Gemara says, Tir Gemara Rav Bar Shavua Kamed of Kana Belav de Lo Sosa, it doesn't mean, in a Hanami, when dealing with a biblical law, it doesn't mean everything is suspended in the face of Kavod Abriyas, but Lo Sosa, okay, Lo Sosa, is pushed aside in the face of Kavod Abriyas. So Gemara says, what do you mean? Achikola, they made fun of that. Lav de lo sosa de raise, that's also from the Torah. Lo sosa from the Torah also. So Rav Kana, Gabra Rabba, I'm also lo sachikola. The great rabbi says, don't make fun of it so fast. He's right. Kol milik of the words is the key for us. I'm not so interested in the Kavod Abriyas problem right now. But here's the line I'm interested in, the Rabban quote. Kol milik drabonon asmechinhu alav de lo sosa. Notice the word asmechinu. All rabbinic rules are pins, so to speak, or kol milah drabanan, okay, are attached to lo sosser. Not that it's really a daraisa, but it's you have something to hang your hat on. You have a post to hang your hat on. And that, mishum kvodo, shor rabbanan. Rabban allowed it for kavod abriyas. But okay, but they're talking about a din de rabbanan. But again, you have that notion of asmachtos. That's one of the Ramban's proofs. You see, the Gemara itself says, kol milah drabanan asmechinu alav de lo sosser. Not that it's really under lo sosser. Okay, so Yeruchim asked before, how do you explain the Rambam? And the Ramban has a very strong case against him. But there are those who explain it, okay, and you can take it or leave it. But again, especially bear in mind, there may well be a machlokas, you know, Amorim. The Megillas Esther, source 20, this Megillas Esther has nothing to do with Purim. Okay, this Megillas Esther is a Sefer, Moshe de Leon, who wrote the defense of the Rambam against the Ramban's objections in the Sefer HaMitzvos. And he named the Sefer after his mother. The mother named Esther, so he called the Sefer Megillas Esther. It has nothing to do with Purim. So the Megillas Esther, commenting in the Shoroshim, the introduction of the Rambam, Shorosh Aleph, says, first of all, this Gemara in Brachos Daf Yutes that the Ramban quoted, he thinks it's not a Raya. He thinks that because the Gemara used the Lashon Asmichinu, it must only be an Asmachta, an indirect kind of, you know, relay a remez, like a hint. He says, that's not what it means. He says, because you look in the sugya, that can't be what the word Asmichinu means, because you're trying to say that Godol Kavod Abriya Shadocha Losa Batorah. Why would we call it a Losaseh? The very language of the Gemara says it's a Losaseh. Now, which Losaseh is it? It's not all Losaseh. It's the Losaseh of Losasur, insofar as it relates to rabbinic law, okay, but says the Megillas Esther, but still, the Gemara calls it a lo saseh, so that sounds more like the Ramban, that actually is a lo saseh. So the word asmichinu, says the Megillas Esther, is lav dafke asmachta in the sense of a hint. It means it's attached to this. So that's one thing. And then the other thing he said that, his other point was, says the Megillas Esther, the second paragraph there, and don't forget about Rav Avya. The Ramban made a big point about Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak or Rav Nechemi, whoever it is, rejecting the pasuk of Lo Sosur and saying you get it from Shalavich V'Yagedcha, because it's not what Lo Sosur means. And that's what Ramban quotes. But says the Megillas Esther, who says he's right? who told Ramban, right? That's who writes over here. He says, who says that that's the machlokas about? And even if it is, who says we follow, even if that is a machlokas, man leimelon shalachag of Nachman, true posa kamosa, who says he's right? Maybe Rav Avya is right. The Rambam has a position really to rely on. Furthermore, others give it an additional teretz to back up some of the Rambam's ideas. The Shev Shmeitzer. Shev Shmeitzer is a lumdish sefer written by the author of the Ktzos HaChoshen. Mari Leib HaKohen, the author of the Ktzos, and the Avnei Milu'im, wrote a sefer called Shev Shmeitzer, detailed halachic essays. So in Shmeitzer Aleph and Per Gimel, he writes as follows. He's talking about something else. He wants to prove, you know, when we talk about a Sveika D'Oraisa, right, Sveika D'Oraisa. So we say Sveika D'Oraisa L'Chumra, Sveika D'Rabbanan L'Kula. That's one of the objections Ramban had. Why would that be? So when we say Sveika D'Oraisa L'Chumra, is that midaraisa or midarabanan? Who said sveika daraisa l'chumra? Is sveika daraisa l'chumra a Torah principle or a rabbinic principle? So he says in the Das Haramban, Rambam rather, look in 21. Vine nira daramban haramal shita so muchach the suffik min haTorah shaya. He has any suffik on a daraisa level, any suffik is mutter in a sveika daraisa. The rabbanan were machmir in sveika daraisa to say sveika daraisa l'chumra. Okay, but on a Torah level, what's usher from the Torah is something which is vadai usher. And the Torah doesn't usher something which is only a suffix. Midrabanan, we say, sveika d'oraisa l'chumra, and we treat it, you know, and we're machmir on it. But that's what he says. That's what the Rambam, his position is. Okay, the Rashba, others disagree, but the Rambam says, sveika, suffix, min hator, any suffix, min hatorah is sharia. Why? And he quotes this Rambam in Shorosh Aleph, who says that everything which the Chachamim commanded us, okay, was already handed over to Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Rabbi quotes Ramban, asks, well, what do you mean? So why are we Makel? So now I have a great answer. What do you mean? According to the Rambam, we're Makel and Doraisas too. Mi Doraisa. Mi Drabbanan. They decided to be Machmer on Doraisas, and they didn't decide to be Machmer on Drabbanans. But fundamentally, that's no Kasha. You hear and he quotes his teretz from the Zohar Akiyah from Tashbates, okay, a commentary on the Shlomo Ibn Gaviral Sefer HaMitzvos. Okay, so he quotes the Zohar Akiyah. He says it kind of it's like the Ramban rejected. The Ramban says, well, the Ramban proposed this answer. He said, well, maybe the Chachamim built in to the rules that you can be makel in a suffix, and the Ramban didn't like it. But the Zohar Akiyah and the Shashmaitzer, they're comfortable with it. And he has a lumdish explanation. He says, because really on a Doraisa level, a Sufik Minatari is also, we're lenient about. The Rabbanan decided to be Machmer and Sveika Doraisa, Sveika Doraisa L'chumra, and they weren't Machmer and Sveika Rabbanan. But fundamentally, they're all the same. So that really knocks out the Ramban's Kasha. Okay? And look what he says. He says, was the end of the first paragraph. Then the Shem Shmaya. So it was safe for Zorakia. Kosel Yasha Shekach Horsho Meis Mitzakne Atakonos Lalechas Ben Lakula Lahafrish Benim LaDivrei Torah Dafka. They wanted to make a distinction. Rabbanan made up rules. So really, a suffix is mutter on a Torah, and it's mutter Rabbanan also. And they asked the Torah to make a distinction like that. They built it in that way. That's how he gives the teretz. And then he also says. Rabban also said, he said, the answer won't entirely work for everything, he says, because, you know, sometimes you have a machlokas where we go lakula, not because of the suffix. Okay, we don't know. Let's say a machlokas. We said the Rabban mentioned that. You have a machlokas, so the other guy, each guy is sure of his position. So there you can't say that, you know, well, there's a suffix, and if the Rabban will say, there's no suffix according to each side. So he discusses that a little bit. And then it's not going to be low sauce. So anyway, that's the approach of the Shem Shmaya. Chassam Sofer says, but again, I'll defend the Rambam. The Chassam Sofer says something else interesting. Again, his parish on the Gemara in Shabbos, Chav Gimel, without his commentary, the Rasul Hechon Sivani 22, he says something else. He says Ramban attacks the Rambam and so on and so forth about Chanukah and Megillah. And he says, he makes an interesting point. He says, you know what? Those two are not really detached from the Torah either. Because the Rabban acknowledge that some Rabbanan that's attached to the Torah, you know, there we can say it's under Lo Sosser. So the Chassam Sofer proposes that, you know what, Ner Chanukah is also attached to the Torah. Mikra Megillah is also attached to the Torah. How so? So he refers to a Gemara. He says, first of all, he talks about that issue with the 2 days in the Amoraim, Rav Avia and Rav Nachman or Nechemia. So he says, you know, it could be that machlokas. But he mentions that Megillah and Ner Chanukah are Sharoshim. Look at the last line of that page. He says, yeah, there are, yeah, Afilo Yehivna Ramban, the mitzvah she'ein lo Sharosh min Torah lo asmachu alo sasar. Even if we'll grant the Ramban's position that something which is completely, you know, which is completely detached from any Torah law, cannot be under Lo Sosser. But he says, Megillah, Chanukah, Halal, Loso, Shar Shama Kodesh Min HaTorah. Why refers to Gemara and Megillah? The Gemara says, how do we know that we say Halal on Purim? How do we know that we celebrate on Purim? We celebrate. The answer is because they learned a Kal Vachomer, just like Pesach. Pesach, we were saved from. Now those lecheres, from slavery to freedom, so Kal Vachomer from death to life, in Purim, right? The Chanukah and so on. So he says, Yetzias Mitzrayim was a lesser, you know, salvation, so to speak, and that we make a big fuss about. So it's here too, certainly Chanukah, certainly Purim, when our lives were at stake. So says the Chassam Sofer, in a certain sense, Chanukah and Purim are also connected to something in the Torah, and therefore they could be under Lo Sosser. Okay, that's one point he makes. Then he makes another point. He says, but maybe, you know, there's some discussion. The bracha of Sha'asa Nisan is the second bracha we say in Ner Chanukah. Sha'asa Nisan was saying, it's called the Birchas HaRoeh. That even if somebody's not lighting Chanukah, let's say you're traveling someplace and you're not able to light Chanukah candles, but you pass by somebody's window or somebody's door and you see Chanukah candles, you have to make a bracha of Sha'asa Nisan. You can't make the bracha lahadlik nesh Chanukah, you're not lighting. That would be a lie. But to say Sha'asa Nisan, that's what I would say, called the Birchas HaRoeh. So there's a Chakira that Chassam Sofer refers to. Is there an Indian to go looking for something, Taka? Should I go out of my way to, or if I just happened to pass, then I should say the bracha, or should I go looking? So he discusses that. He said that, to say you should go looking, that you can't say is pinned on something from the Torah. That you can't do. Because we never find the mitzvah to you have to look at something and say a bracha. You have to go out of your way to look for something. You know, you couldn't say, and that's why we wouldn't say Asher Kedushan Mitzivano. That's according to everybody. But to us, Anisim, that you can say. All right, that some Sofer discusses that a little bit. And he says that maybe that relates to the Machlokas, because Rav Avia held that no, even that, even something to look for, that is under Asher Kedushan Mitzivano, that is under the, you know, Lo Sosser as well. Okay, that is under the Sosa as well. And the other opinion says, no, that's something that's totally mechudosh. You never find that by the mitzvah. Okay, and that's the Chassam Sofer's analysis. If they read through it, then he mentions something else, another thing. He said maybe Rav Nechemiah said Shalav Ichli Agedcha for a different reason, because what did Rav Avia say? Rav Avia say it depends upon Lo Sosser, right? Wait a minute, Lo Sosser is a lav. So how do you make a brocha on a lav? We don't make a bracha on a lav, right? So he says that's why he preferred the other pasuk shalav ichli again. Okay. In any event, what we have up until this point, the famous machlokas Rav and Ramban, which may well be rooted in a machlokas in the Gemara, according to some authorities, some Rishonim and some Achronim make that connection. And Either way, of course, we do make the bracha vitzivonu, but the Rambam is insistent that we only can say vitzivonu because it's something from the Torah. Rambam would never allow saying the word vitzivonu on something that's not in the Torah. So every Drabbanan indirectly is from the Torah. The Ramban seems more open to allowing vitzivonu with something that's more general, perhaps based on his idea of shalav icha v'yagedcha. Okay? Now, what this may relate to is something else interesting regarding Neris Chanukah, okay? And in general, we talked a little bit in the past about a bracha on something which is not the Oraisa, not the Rabbanan either, but only a minig. What if something's only a minig? Okay, then the Rambam would say that's not under Lo Sosser. Something which the Klal Yisrael established, even for good reason, that's not under Lo Sosser. And therefore, the Rambam would insist you cannot make a bracha on that. Okay, and that is the Rambam's position. You look in the sugi and sukkah, Mem Dalam and Alf going over to Mem Dalam and Beis. I'll just read part of it. Itmar 23. Rabbi Yochanan Shimon Levi Chadamar Arava. We're talking about on Hoshana Rabbah, the seventh day of Sukkot, taking the Aravas. Okay, you know, we take the Aravas, we also bang them on the ground, whatever, but we take the Aravas. There's no mention of that in the Torah anywhere. The Torah does not mention anything different about the seventh day of Sukkot than any other day of Sukkot. Okay, that's all. Well, what is, where does that come from? So the Gemara has a machlokas, Chadamar Arava Yisod Nevi'im. What's Yisod Nevi'im? Says Rashi in 24. Takonis Nevi'im was instituted by the Nevi'im. Which Nevi'im? He tells you, Chagai, Zechariah, and Malachi. They were the Nevi'im who were at the beginning of the Bayesheni period. As Rashi says, they were members of the so-called Anshei Knesset Gadolah, men of the Great Assembly, who established many dinim and many practices that we have. So they instituted this practice. For whatever reason, we're not talking about sukkahs now, but according to the one opinion in the Gemara, Arava on Hoshana Rabbah is Yisod Nevi'im, Takonis Nevi'im Achon. The later Nevi'im instituted this when they came back to the Bayesheni. They had this special mitzvah. Okay, Yisod Nevi'im. B'chad Omar, and the other opinion is Arava Minag Nevi'im. It was a minig. It was accepted and even promulgated, perhaps, by the Nevi'im, but it was not instituted as a requirement. And the Gemara tries to prove who's who, you know, who said which one. Fine, don't have time for that now. And in the end, the Gemara makes a distinction, kan b'miktash, kan b'gulin. That's on the first part of Mem Dalam Beis. Okay, kan b'miktash, kan b'gulin. Because the Gemara seems to say that Arova is halacha l'mosh m'Sinai. Right? You can look on the third line of 23, the very end of Mem Dalam Aleph, it says, three things. Esenetios, Arava, v'nisach hamayim, halacha l'mosh m'Sinai. Okay, Esenetios has to do with planting, you know, trees and a certain number of trees apart. And nisach hamayim is pouring the water on sukkahs, on the mizbeach. Yeah? And the middle one is Arava. So there the Gemara says, Arava, halacha l'mosh m'Sinai. So how could you say it's anything other than that? So Gemara concludes, kan b'miktash, kan b'gulin, look in Rashi in 25, on Mem Dalam Beis, kan b'miktash, halacha l'mosh m'Sinai, b'gulin, yisod nevi'im, or minig nevi'im. Okay, so that's a discussion in the Gemara. Now, Tosus, on that daf in Sukkah, Mem Dalam Beis 26, Tosa says there's a big difference. Okay, there's a big difference whether you say it's a Yisod Nevi'im, meaning a takana, an actual prophetic law that they instituted, or just a mini. And he says in the second line, Nafgamina, okay, Rashi says it also, he says, De'i takana hi by brocha. If it's a rabbinic institution, then we should make a brocha on whatever we do with the Arava on the seventh day of Sukkot. It's a rabbinic law. It's like any other rabbinic law. So we should have a bracha. But imin haga lo boy. But if it's only a minig, then we don't need a bracha. Because the leka lameimar vitzivonu, the minig ba'alma, shenigwa am, v'afilu b'chalo sarsar lesa. Even the Rambam, that's, even the Rambam who has the broader read on lo sarsar to include mitzvah rabbana. Yeah, but not min hagim. Things which the Klal Yisrael set up and so on. Shenigwa am, v'afilu b'chalo sarsar lesa. Okay? And v'chein amin b'sama quotes the Gemara subsequently that says chavid chavid v'lo barach chasava minig nevi'im. If you hold that it's a minig nevi'im, we take the arava and some say chavid we bang it and so on, but we don't make a bracha because it's only a minig, right? That's what Tosfos is saying, and that would work out very well with the Rambam because the Rambam holds, yeah, the only thing we can make a bracha on is if we can include this under v'tzivonu, which the Rambam takes a broad definition of. Fine, but not minhagim. Okay, and therefore he says, "V'yesh medakti mitochav delo mavarchin al halal derosh chodesh sheino eliminig ba'alma." That's why some people have the practice not to say a bracha on halal on Rosh Chodesh. Okay, we Ashkenazim do, but the many Rishonim hold you don't make a bracha on halal on Rosh Chodesh because there is no halal on Rosh Chodesh. We say the so-called chatzi halal. It's not really chatzi; it's a misnomer. It's not half; it's an abridged. We say an abridged version. We cut out certain Sukkim from Halal on Rosh Chodesh, the Chatzi Halal. But says Tosfos over here, I'll make a bracha, it's only a minig. And he brings a proof from a Gemara in Tanis, which we'll see in a second. Okay?
Rabbi, being the good Zionist that I am, I always quoted that Hassam Sofer to say that's why we should say a challah with a bracha on Yom HaAtzmaut, because that's life and death. And
Rosh Chodesh. Yeah, so people quote it. Yeah, you're not the first. Yes, you're not the first. I don't happen to do that. I say it without a bracha, but okay. The Rabbanut, I think, it says it with a bracha, right? So and there are tshuvas about it. There are tshuvas about it.
I use that chassam so very liberally. That's all. Okay,
yes,
sorry.
Yeah. There was a great. There's a collection of tshuvas called Kol Mevasa by Shlom Ruf. There's a big rav in Europe. It was not a big Zionist necessarily. But he said you should say halal with a bracha Yom HaTzmaut. That was the end of Mishum Roth's sarm in certain parts of the Torah world. The Kol Mevasa.
No, I was just making the point with the
people. Yeah, no, you're not going to correct.
Rosh Chodesh. Anyway, oh my God, Rosh Chodesh. I'm like, okay, Rosh Chodesh.
Yeah, it's only a minute. Yes. Okay. Yeah. But here's the key. Now, look at the last line of 26 on this page. Rabbeinu Tam Omer, Rabbeinu Tam disagrees. Rabbeinu Tam says you can make a bracha on a minute. The Ein Raya Me Arova LaHalal. You can't compare Arova LaHalal. Because Arova, what are you doing, Sof? You pick something up. There's not enough of an action to require a bracha. Okay? And the Cave of the Lafta Kanti, Alamin Hoga, Lo Chashiva, it's not important enough to make a bracha. But Kriyas Halal, that's the whole thing. You say Halal, it's like reading Megillah. Right? So that we can make a bracha even on a minute. Okay? And he brings a raya from the Gemara in Tainus regarding, again, that very Gemara about the Rav. We'll have to see the Gemara before we get the raya, okay? Just to see the Gemara in Sukkim and Dalman Beis, take a look at the 27. Amar Ivo. Ivo was, Rashi says, Avu the Rav, was the Amar Rav's father, okay? So have a Kamina Kame, the Belezer, the Tzadok, the Isa, Ugava, Arava, Kame, Shokel, Chavit, Chavit, Velo Bar. And they brought him the Arava on Oshana Rabbah. He took the Arava, he waved it or whatever. Rashi says, Loshan, Chavit, Chavit, Loshan, Nenua. Not necessarily banged it, whatever. I don't go with that now. He did it, but he didn't make a bracha. Why? Because Kasova, Minig Nevi'im, it's only a Minig Nevi'im. Okay? And then that's what he held. But what's the Gemara with Rav? So that's on Tainus Chav Chesman Beis 29. The Gemara tells the story. Rav, Ikla the Bavel. Rav, you know, lived in Eretz Yisrael, then he moved to Bavel. When he came to Bavel, he came on with the Shul and Rosh Chodesh. Chazinu de Kakari Halele Barash Yarcha. He said, so they were saying Halele Rosh Chodesh. He never heard of such a thing. Eretz Yisrael, they never did such a thing. What's going on here? Looks at his watch, looks at his calendar. What's today? Why is he saying Halal? And it wasn't the Rosh Chodesh Tevis, the middle of Hanukkah. Okay, that's the one Halal everybody agrees to say Brochan, right? This week, what is it, Wednesday? Okay, it'll be Rosh Chodesh Tevis, and that's the middle of Hanukkah. But it was not Rosh Chodesh Tevis. It was one of the other Rosh Chodesh. And Rav said, what's going on here? And it's a Sovereign of Sakuni. He wanted to stop them. What are you guys, crazy? Well, then came the Chaz, the Komadalga Deluge, but then he saw they were skipping certain parts. He realized this is something different. And therefore, Shema, you know, Minig of a Samadam, obviously they have this Minig and it's okay. All right? That's the Morantinus. So, the Tosa says at the end of 26, that Tosa and Sukkah, Mem Bob and Al, Dura Maskal, Shomer Gemara, okay, Lahadig Meshul Chanaga, that's not the Dura Maskal. What was the Dura Maskal again? Sorry, that was the last good tosis. So that tosis says at the end, listen, obviously they were making a bracha, because otherwise, why would Rav not have noticed that something was strange until they skipped, you know, the chatzi halal? He would have noticed right away, hey, what are they saying halal without a bracha for? Elamai, they must have said a bracha. So Rav didn't notice anything was different until suddenly they skipped. Okay, that's his right. So that's the Rabbeinu Tam. And of course, you know, the Gemara Beitza on the Dalam Bay says 30, right? We continue to keep Yom Tov Shein Shel Golus, even though we have expertise in the calendar today, just as much as the Jews in Eretz Yisrael. You want to know when Pesach is? Look on your refrigerator. You have a calendar and it tells you what day Pesach is. We know just as well as Eretz Yisrael does. So the Gemara says, no, Shalchum Itam, the end of the line 30, Dalam Bay and Beitza. He's Zoro Minig of a Sechem Idechem. It's only a Minig. We keep the minig, but yet we make plenty of brachas in Yom Tov Sheni. We say Kiddush, and we say another Leisha B'Sukkah. Yeah, well, just Leisha B'Sukkah, say all week. But another, whatever, the small called Shofar, whatever the other mitzvahs are, we make brachas all week long. Now, the Rambam happens to paskin, and this works out very beautifully. The Rambam, L'shita So. The Rambam paskin, Zichus Brachas Parakirav, Alokha Tezayin 31. The Rambam paskin, Kol Dover Shu Minig, Af Al Pisha Minig Nevi'im Hu. I don't care how prominent the minig, it was promulgated by the Nevi'im, beautiful. Kigon Tilat Arab Shir Shel Chag, and certainly other things the Chacham instituted, like Halal and Rosh Chodesh and so on, Ein Mevarchin Alav. Okay? So the Rambam says it openly. We don't make it. Rambam's Lishitoso. Because he said you can only make a brach on those things which are subsumed under Vitzivonu. I'm sorry, you can only say Vitzivonu on those things which are subsumed under Lo Sasso, which doesn't include Menhagim. The Rambam disagrees. The rabbi that disagrees, he makes a chilek between challah, but he says you can make a bracha on it. The Rambam again, Hilchas Chanukah, Parag Gimel Halacha Zayin, 32. Ava Barashe Chadashim Kriyas HaHalal Minig Ve'ein HaMitzvah, and therefore Ve'ein Mevorchal Av She'ein Mevorchal HaMinig. That's the Rambam. Okay? The Ramban actually agrees with that point. That's what's interesting. Ramban, the Ran, in Shabbos, Daf Yud Aleph and Beis, in the page of the Rif, Dimamasku Vishar Yomi, quotes the Ramban. Ramban's Al Kosov Sefer Lakutos, he says that he seems to agree that you wouldn't make a bracha on Halal Rosh Chodesh either. Okay? Rosh Chodesh, Karim, Yun Hagav, Eim Ravach, and Shein Ravach, and Minig. Okay? The Ran agrees with that. And at the very end, he says, but the Minig is we do make a bracha on Halal, which is what most Ashkenazim do. But what I'm just pointing out is the Ramban, apparently, though he has a liberal, you know, he says that the word Vitzivano, we don't have to be so precise about it, conclude, you know, other things, you know, that, even though it doesn't include, even though the word the Lo Sosser doesn't include things that are outside of the realm of connection and interpretation of Torah, still he says we can say Vitzivano in the more Asmachta sense, but he doesn't go so far as allowing it for a minute. Okay, and again, the Machlokas Rishonim, the Mordechai in Shabbos on Perma Medlikin in Remes Tov Reish Pei Hei 34, also talks about the Halel. We're not going to read it in time, inside. I'll have to save some time, but he makes this distinction. He said that's why you make a bracha on Yantov Sheni, and that's why women can make a bracha on a mitzvah say because Mitzivan was have a lot of latitude. How do we paskin? So you look in the Shulchan Aruch, Orchaim Sim Tov Chav Bei Siv Bei. It's Machlokas rather than Mechaber Ramo. Okay, according to Mechaber. You say on Rosh Chodesh, you say a bracha without you don't say a bracha. Yesh omim she'af b'tzibur second line atzibur ein mevarach alav lo b'tchiv lo b'sof v'zed asharam v'chein nogin b'chol eretz yisrael. So you know, that's how mechaber paskins. Some make a distinction whether you're by yourself or with a tzibur. But he says in the minig around eretz yisrael and all surrounding places is that's the sardim says the mechaber is we don't make a bracha on halam Rosh Chodesh even if you're in shul. We never make a bracha because it's only a minute. But the Ramo writes, Yesh Omim, the other way, the other extreme. Not only do you make a bracha on Rosh Chodesh when you're in shul, but even the Yachid makes a bracha. If Chay Nogim is Elu, that's our meaning. He says it's better to try and daven with a tzibur on Rosh Chodesh. Good. But he says, Lamaisa, we make a bracha. So it's a machlokas, and a machlokas, Ashkenazim, and Sardim to this day, how to paskin. So, what the practice is. And, the Mishabura there, it's on Tazayin, says, try and daven with a tzibur, kosher those shitas. Okay, now, and that's he fills in the Sharat Zion, Yud Gimel. He says that Rabbi Natam says that make a bracha on a minute, but it's better to avoid the machlokas. Fine. Now, let's go on to something back to the realm of Chanukah, which will relate possibly to this discussion. Bear in mind the Mechaber Sfak, we'll come back to it. So, according to the Rambam, you absolutely cannot entertain the possibility of saying a bracha on a minute. You just can't, because the Rambam doesn't even want you to say a bracha on a drabbanon, except that every drabbanon is doraisa. But now you can't, you don't go so far as to have a minig is doraisa. The Ramban, who says you can make the tzivano, even if it's not in the Torah, but not as far with the minig. But we'll operate within the Rambam now. We know the Gemara says there in Shabbos, I printed all these makaris, but we can go through this quickly because we know these. Right, the Gemara in Shabbos, Chof Alamon Bey says, Tanabanon, what's the basic mitzvah of Ner Chanukah? Ner Ish Ubeso, per household. And the Mahadrian light per members of the household, Mahadrian increase each night, Machos Beisham Beisol, fine. Okay. The Rambam Paskins, the Paragdal Aloch Aleph, 40. Kamaneros, the mitzvah, you call bias, who bias, madlik, ner echad. That's the basic mitzvah, ner echad. And that's the Shulchan Aruch too. Okay. The basic mitzvah, only Shulchan Aruch and Simon Tafresh, Ayin Aleph, or Chaim Sim Beis, mentions only the Mahadrian and Mahadrian, because that's the widespread practice. But also, again, it's being done in the house. So the mitzvah of lighting Chanukah is in a person's house. As you all know, we have a minig in many places to light in shul. Where in the world does that come from? Okay, so the Rishonim discuss it. The Sefer Iter in Hilchos Chanukah, Kuf Yud Dalet, column 42, says, "V'nogu lahadlik ner Chanukah v'saknesis." Okay, some people have the practice to light Chanukah candles in shul also. Okay, and the Shmuel Aleket in Yom Chanukah Siman Kuf Pei Hei 43 quotes this Sefer Iter. He says some people have the practice of light in shul, but he writes in the second line, "V'gam agam anu nogim halik beisak nesis." I'm aware of that practice too. The Lo Yadano Shorish Anaf. I have no idea what the root of it is. Where it come from? I don't know. He says so. My brother suggested, possibilities because, we can't really light Hanukkah candles the way we're supposed to anymore outdoors. So we want to do some kind of pursuing Nisa in the shul. Maybe that's a possibility. The same for Amanig, okay, Tavkuf Lamed Aleph, and his Chus Hanukkah, he says, Yeroy Lee, He says the ain chivas hakadosh like nesh shulchan hakakim b'bayis shadam darbo. There's no chiv and shul. It's in your house where you live. Okay, but he says some people have that minig anyway, because he says it was modeled after the Beis Hamikdash. After all, right? Ner Chanukah is to remind us of the Ner is the Beis Hamikdash. That was in the Beis Hamikdash. So the shul is the Mikdash Ma'at. Very nice. The Kolbo, it's in Memdalad, has another point. Nogu Kolam Akomas Hakne Chanukah Beis Haknesses. Why? He says Lahotzi Mishenu Boki. Maybe someone's not going to light at home. Always people come to shul. Maybe they're just coming to say Kaddish or whatever. You know, so they have to be motzi them. Okay, and also it's a matter of Prisumaneis and the Zeichel Mikdash. Okay, that's what he says in the Kolbo. The Rivosh has the most comprehensive analysis of this in his Tshuvas in Kuf Yud Aleph in 46. He says either it's Prisumaneis and so on and so forth, all these different reasons. But he says, what about the Brocha? Can you make a Brocha? So look at the second half. The first part he formulates the Shalom. He goes through some things I just mentioned. But the second part of 46, second paragraph, Tshuva. It's an old minig, he writes. The Ravash wanted to be shown him, and he's writing. It's already old. He lived, I think, in the 1300s. It's in the people we mentioned earlier, the Sefer Ita, they were already in the 1100s. I mean, it was an old minig to lighten shul. Okay, and he says, because Prisumei Nisa, maybe because we give some of the reasons we said before, but he explains that you can do it with a bracha. Okay, look at the last couple lines. He says, V'afal pishen el minig. It's not a bracha latal, even though it's only a minig. And he said, just like we make a bracha on halal on Rosh Chodesh, same thing. And we follow Rabbi Natan here. It's okay to make a bracha on lighted candles in shul, which most of us Ashkenazim do. Okay, the tour, it's in Tav Reish Halav, mentions Beis HaKnesses. The Beis Yosef explains and quotes some of these shitas, including the ones we mentioned. We don't have to spend the time on it now. Look now in source 49. The Tshuva Melamed Lahoel, it's of David Zvi Hoffman, a great German posik. Chelik Aleph, the Archaim Shem Kufchof Aleph. He asks about this practice lighting in Shul, and look what he writes. He finds it very strange. The MS Tema, Shalo Diber Echad Mea Poskim Dov Meforish Heich Nogin Men Eres Pesach Knesses. We don't know, none of them have shown him to talk about lighting in Shul and how you do it. And he says, Vihine la hadlik ner chanaka besakneses lo motzosi beposkim rishonim before samim. None of the earlier famous poskim say it. Lo berith, the lo berosh, the lo berambam, Rambam. They don't say a word about lighting. The Rambam never mentioned a word about lighting chanaka candles in shul. They're not the Orzarua, not the Eshkol, not the Lachzavichi. It's a whole all-star team lineup of people who mention nothing about it. But I'm most interested in the Rambam. The Rambam, you want to light candles in shul, go ahead, but the Rambam certainly isn't going to let you light it with a bracha. It's a minig. And he doesn't even mention a minig. Okay, so according to the Rambam, you certainly should not be able to light with a bracha in shul, because it's a minig. It's at best a minig. It's a minig he doesn't even mention. That's what Rambam points out. Okay, with different reasons. Okay, maybe it's like making kiddush in shul fire. Maybe there's some people who slept in the shul. You can give other terutzim, but you cannot say that today you should make it with a bracha, make light Hanukkah candles with a bracha. We don't even make challah with it. You know, it should be, you know, according to the Rambam, you can't say challah with a bracha on Rosh Chodesh. You certainly can't light Hanukkah candles with a bracha. And yet, and with this we'll move to finish up, the Shulchan Aruch, strangely enough, in Siman Tov Reish Ayin Aleph, Steve Zion, writes in 50, Umadlikin Umivarchim Beis HaKnes Mishum Prisum Enisa. Now the Ramo jumps and said, correct, but don't think you're Yotzu with that. You have to light again when you get home. Okay, no problem. Okay. You know, that fine, you know, the Bir Halacha discusses where you should light in shul, okay, but the Mishaburans have caught in Memdal 52 rights after the Beis HaKnesses of Rachman Hoga, still Mevorchal of Kimosh Mevorchal Haldosh Chodesh Shalom Aminim. Yeah, that's very nice. If you paskin and we make Halal and make a Bracha on Halal Rosh Chodesh, then you want to say, good, this is just the same, like Halal Rosh Chodesh. But wait a minute, the Rambam said, and the Shulchan Aruch paskin like him, that you don't make a Bracha on Halal Rosh Chodesh. So now we have a problem, because the Rambam, for certainly with Shitaso regarding Vitzivano and Lo Sosa and so on, is not going to allow you to make a bracha on Hadlokas, Neris, and Shul. And so it's very nice for the Mishabur and everybody else to say, well, it's no different than Harosh Chodesh. Good, but the Rambam doesn't make a bracha on Harosh Chodesh. And the Shulchan Aruch Paskins like him. We saw that before, back in source, what was it? Okay. And some Tavchav Beis, back in source 36, the Shulchan Aruch Pasuk like the Rambam, no bracha. That's the Sfaradim, don't make a bracha on Al Rosh Chodesh. So how can you make a bracha on Lighting Chanukah Candles in Shul? So this was a Shiloh, which was approached, was dealt with by the Chacham Tzvi in Simon Peches in his Chubas in 53. And we'll finish up in just a moment. The Chamtzi says, he leaves a really bit Targi and he's bothered by it. He says, you know, it's very nice to compare, you know, to compare, well, we make a brach on Halal, that's only on Rosh Chodesh, that's only a minik. So you can make a brach on this minik too, but the doesn't work for the Rambam, and it doesn't work with the Shulchan Aruch Paschim like the Rambam. And he says, all the reasons we don't have guests in our shul sleep in the shul anymore, and all those reasons don't really apply so much to, anymore today. I mean, except that it's a matter of pursuing Nisa. Okay, you can say it's pursuing Nisa, but still, he says the Ashkenazim, the Tzorfasim, they make a brach on Halal Rosh Chodesh, fine. Like a minute of time, that's good. Look at the end of the Chamtzi al Harambam, Ein Levarach, Harai, Shalavi Harambam, Zel Minik Zed all. The Rambam, like the Malam of the whole pointed out, never means brings this minute to begin with. So it's a bit of a kasha, okay? The Mechaber kind of splits. So just want to suggest, and it's interesting, the last source I printed, we get to it from a discussion in the Gemara that talks about how, you know, what's the latest you can light the candles. Okay, what's the latest? The Gemara says, "Atshetich leregel and ashuk," right? That's on Chaf Aleph and Beis. Until there are no more people in the street, and that is one of the interpretations of the Gemara. That's telling you the shear, how long it has, how late you know you have to has to burn. Okay, and the Tosas says in the Chaf Aleph and Beis 56, the Ilo Adlik Madlik Mikan Ve'Elech Omer Azman Omer. You know that's a question. Some say if that you can't light at all, and others disagree. Okay, it's a machlokas. I don't want to go into all that detail now, other than to mention that Rabbi Yaakov Emden, who is the son of the Chacham Tzvi, he wrote a commentary on a tour called Mor Uktzia. Rabbi Yaakov Emden was a Chacham Tzvi. He doesn't quote his father's question here, but he gives an answer. And his basic answer is, you see from that Gemara, because there's a discussion in the Gemara, what if I'm lighting really late? Should I still make a bracha? Okay, maybe I should still light after whatever time Tichle Regem and Ashuk is. Should I still make a bracha? Some posts can say, if you're late, wake somebody up. I remember years ago, I came home once very late, and my oldest son was at the time 10, so I woke him up to come downstairs while I bench Hanukkah. My wife was not pleased with that decision. To wake up a little kid in the middle of the night. Okay, whatever it was. But the question about making the bracha if it's that late. So I have some of the makoras there. We don't have time to go into it now. But the Mor Uktzia suggests that maybe by Ner Hanukkah, yes, you should make a bracha no matter when you light. Why? Because the bracha is not a regular or limited as a brichas ha-mitzvah in the ordinary sense. The bracha is part of the mitzvah. How so? Because let's remember one of the essential elements of Ner Hanukkah is Pirsumei Nisa. So when I make a bracha l'hadlik Ner Shel Hanukkah, I'm publicizing that it's Hanukkah. It's not stam like a bracha al tis lulav or l'shmo kol shofar or something. The bracha itself indicates that I'm doing this l'shem Pirsumei Nisa. And let's recall, to take it a step further, okay, in the olden days, until Thomas Edison, there was nothing unusual about somebody lighting a candle in the house at night. In fact, everybody did it every night. That's how you saw, okay? I mean, we turn on electric lights when it gets dark out. But in the olden days, when they lit candles, so how does it stand out? What are you? So I not light another candle. It's Hanukkah. Okay, especially if you're doing it outdoors, it's kind of common, okay. But our practice for many centuries already to light indoors. So how does it stand out? How does it stand? What am I lighting another candle? Good, I got 12 other candles in the house that are burning. Okay, all of the rooms in my house. So what's different about this? So the back home, what's different is you said the bracha. And it's the last paragraph, right? It's nearly Ashik Tzas, Das Hatur, the mitzvah zu, the Ner Chanukah, Shiny Vada, the Brichosim Akevis, the Brochas Ma'akev, to Kol Ikar, the Pursuming Nisa. So that might answer the Chacham Tzvi's Kasha, why, even though the Shulchan Aruch assumes, like the Rambam, that in general, we don't make a bracha on a minig, okay, and therefore you shouldn't make a bracha on lighting and shul, either Rambam certainly wouldn't, but according to Yaakov Zemin Taretz, maybe the bracha on Ner Chanukah is a little bit different, and now to come full circle, v'heichan tzivonu, okay, we have to make a bracha, so we say the text of the bracha, v'tzivonu, according to the Rambam, according to the Rambam, according to everybody, and you can just say that the bracha on Ner Chanukah, you know, is a different category of bracha. And therefore we make that bracha. And you can say, well, okay, the tzivonu is not so precise. It's like the Ramban, right? You can say, you know, it doesn't really mean the tzivonu. The Rambam insists that it does, fine. But you don't have to say that. You can say like the Ramban and like the Ram, that the tzivonu, and I was vague about it earlier because it's a little funny. I said it's a little strange. You know, who says you have to listen to Chachamim, right? If it's not a real mitzvah. But now we're saying, at least with regards to Ner Chanukah, even though the word v'tzivonu maybe doesn't quite fit as well for the Ramban as it does for the Rambam, and you have to say, well, even an asmachti can say v'tzivonu. Yeah, but if it's Ner Chanukah, the text of the bracha is part and parcel of the mitzvah, and therefore it's a different type of bracha. Okay, we'll stop over here. Wish everybody a freilich on Chanukah. People should enjoy whatever whatever you're doing over Hanukkah, and fulfill all the mitzvahs properly.
Shkoyach, Rabbi.